Yeah.
Find a way to figure out your client's goals every single time. It can be a basic question, like, what color are we doing today?
Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty Babble. Today, we're talking about burning questions your clients wish they can ask you. We're going to get right into it. And this, Suzanne, you brought this topic to us from an article you came across.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting because it was actually the spin of not what we should be asking the client, what is the client should be asking you. So I was like, honestly, I was thinking, well, this should be answered in the consultation, but brought me to think, wait a second, they're, call me naive, I guess, on the world out there, but, you know, they're being told, they're giving guidance on how to choose their esthetician or nail tech or facial tech or wax tech or lash tech, PMU, whatever it may be. This is out there on, because it's so saturated. How do you help these people find the right places to go to? So in my head, I'm assuming you're all doing consultations and asking all these questions. So I thought, let's go through what some of this is being said out there. So I actually, of course, went down a rabbit hole on Google and thought, what else is out there? And yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh, or AI. You can just ask that. AI chat, right?
Absolutely.
And it tells you everything. So, and the other thing that's out there is because we know, well, in Canada, there's hardly anything for regulations. I know there's some provinces that have it, but the majority doesn't have it. And so this is another way it's helping people looking for that professional place to go to for whatever services that they're at.
Absolutely. So, and I think the key thing here too is, although these articles are out there and this advice is out there, not every client is going to verbalize these questions.
That's
but
right.
But this is what they're probably wanting to know or wondering. And that's why I think in thinking about this, we thought, okay, if you can just cover your bases with your consultation, if your consultation is asking the questions your clients, or your consultation's answering the questions your clients should be asking you, you're covered. You've done as much as you possibly could.
That's exactly my point. Because I was saying, well, yeah, that's kind of silly. And then I was thinking, oh, wait a minute. I've had quite a few people. I love my job, by the way, because I get to meet so many people and they go through all this training and they don't tell them any of this. I'm like, what? What about a consultation? It's like, what do you mean? No, there must be something. Go back in your notes and look. No, they just showed me how to wax. And they gave a little, you know, something on it. But it was really all about the practical component and nothing else. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I know it's not out there for everyone. So hopefully this is helping people, or a friendly reminder. Don't assume. Keep asking these questions. Like the first one on there, what are your goals today? And people might, well, what are my goals? Well, you know, my nail tech asked me, what are we thinking today? What colors? Are we doing colors? They're asking me, what's my goal for that service today? Right. And we just think it's always about what's your skincare goals, but it's not. It's also, you can relate this to everything and every service just by asking any changes. Oh, we're doing your lash tint today. What are you thinking of the color? Are we doing the same color as last time? I mean, hairstylists do it all the time, even though they know you're not going to probably change.
Yeah.
But a good stylist is always asking you.
Yeah. What are we doing today?
Right. I said, oh, Brazilian. Well, okay. Just double checking. Are we doing it all? Did you have any changes, issues, like whatever? Are you going on a trip? Should we be planning something? What's your goals?
Yeah.
Find a way to figure out your client's goals every single time. And it can be a basic question. Like, what color are we doing today? I love that.
I like that spin on it too. And you don't actually have to go, what are your goals today? You ask the different questions that actually lead to your goals. So it's a really good example.
I know sometimes it's like you need that paper in front of you and you read it verbatimly. Like, just, I get that. But yeah, you know, and we don't assume, like she always asks me what I want. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, but you're not realizing you're actually covering a very good question.
Exactly. So you're probably already doing this.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that's the case. And that's what we want to make sure people understand how it falls. Right.
Right. What's the second one?
The second one was, what are your current skin conditions? So this could be, are you having any concerns? Like, waxing? Are you getting any ingrown hairs? Did you have breakouts? Right? Like, just because you visually don't see, you haven't seen them in 3 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe, depending on whatever you're doing, they could have taken care of it. So it's, again, finding out. It doesn't have to be currently right there, or maybe it is. And so tell me more about what's going on here. Why do you have so many hangnails today? What's happening? I haven't seen this before. So, you know, ask them what's going on.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And the point you're making here, which I love, is that this isn't just when you're doing facials, right? Every treatment, you need to know what's happening. Even the quick treatments, the little waxes or whatever, they still need to go through that full circle of all these questions. They don't have to always sound the exact same, but asking, how was after your last treatment? Like, how was your skin? Like, after your last waxing, was everything okay? Did you react? Whatever. If they were red, how long did your redness last? Or whatever.
Yeah, you could see something healing. Let's just say, I don't know, something on the nail or the toes or the waxing. Like, you see something in an area. So did you have anything? Tell me a little bit what's happening here. Did you have an ingrown or what happened? You know, or whatever. Oh yeah, I had a really bad hangnail and, you know, I pick. So, oh, you know, let's get some cuticle oil. And are you using it at home? And like, and then you start to help them with that to prevent the hangnails from happening, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other one was, what treatment program is right for me? I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can relate this to everything. Lashes. Not everybody wants volume, but they know you're a great tech and they want to come see you. So are you giving them the option? Like PMU, makeup, permit makeup artist, you know, seeking out someone to do your eyebrows. For me, everything was like so bold and, you know, big. And I was like, can you just do it naturally for me? Now, I'm not shy to ask, but some clients are, and then they're shocked to what they get in the end. So you need to be, is this right for that person? So it's really essential, I think. You know, for example, let me bring it to waxing. I had a client wanting to do bikini wax and a high bikini, almost a Brazilian, let's just face it, but not quite. And I said, okay, this is the first time we're going this far into this. Are you willing to do exfoliation at home in this area? And I'm not just talking a body scrub. I'm talking you need a mitt and I need you to work on your exfoliation. Are you willing to commit to that? Same idea with peels. You know, I'm working on hyperpigmentation. Are you willing to stay out of the sun or wear a hat and wear a sunblock every single day of your life while you do this treatment? So I try to help them to see, are they a right fit? Not everyone's a right fit.
Yeah.
You know, I said, you know what, today, let's not do these peels. Okay. I'm not going to do the peel, but let's do this when you come back from vacation. It's better for your skin, less likely to have adverse effects, and explain why, but don't tell them no, just change the date or move it if you can, or give them the options for something different. And I think that's important to give them, like, for example, nails. It could even be nails. Like, you really want to do, you know, did you know the hot trend colors are these right now? And I don't know, let's say they're just bold red and you know, your clients all natural. It's like, did you want to try these colors? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, but it's bold and you're going to see it. So you know how you don't like the color to grow out from the nail, the cuticle area? Well, do you think that's going to annoy you, or do you think you can live with it till your next fill? So be proactive in those questions. Yeah. Are huge.
I think it's really, you touched on something that's really important, is like that alternative. Like, we can do this treatment for you if it's a facial or whatever, but if we do this, these are the precautions or these are the steps that you have to take for it to be as beneficial or effective as possible. Or if that is a little too much, we can go down this route, which will be, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that can even be with a bunch of things. Like, for Brazilian waxing, like, maybe they're not ready to do the whole Brazilian. Let's do up to here this time. And then next time you can see, Are you getting a lot of ingrowns? Are you managing your exfoliation? If not, if you're doing good, then we can go in further. You can also check
the pain, right?
You can tolerate it.
I was just going to say the tolerating, like the first time is terrible, right?
Every time.
And even the second time until you get going, but you have to encourage them to say, okay, let's do up to this point. And then I need you back in 3 weeks because then you're going to catch what you can. And then go from there and start planning out and explain the hair growth cycles so they understand why you're doing this plan of technique, right? Like electrolysis, there's probably going to be some that are not going to like what I'm about to say. But what I did was it would be one time. So I have a person that came in for electrolysis. They have a full upper lip of hair. They want it gone. Do you know how many hairs that is one at a time to do?
Oh my gosh.
I had hours and hours to do it, right? Yeah. So I said to them, listen, this is an only a one-time thing. I will never do it again. I'm going to wax it. Come in next week and we'll start maintaining the growth. Every week you're going to come in so I can catch those growths. And it's going to be less painful for you. But if you go too long, you're going to have to live with those hairs because I will never wax you again because it's going to just set it back. All the treatments I did, all the money you put into this time and energy, pain.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again. So are you up for it? And that's what I would do for people. And I know it's a huge one because a lot of electrologists are like, oh, Suzanne wax.
That makes sense though. It makes sense to me. And I think that's also with laser hair removal, that is a recommendation too, to do a waxing and then have them come back.
Yeah, I mean, how many hairs are in the telogen stage at the end of the growth cycle? Anyways, get rid of them. And then you'll start getting them to come out, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of leads into the next point, which is like results that you can expect from the treatment.
Yeah.
If you, you know, plan it out for it, you've covered the treatment protocol and program or whatever, and the expectation. And then they're not left, you know, wondering what could possibly happen.
And the other one I like is the, it does say, what products and brands do you use in the treatment room? Well, hopefully you're explaining already what you're doing. For example, not everyone loves acrylic nails. So what are you using? Do you have both? Do you give them an option? Hypoallergenic products for whatever it may be, vegan products, like start thinking outside the box of things of what you're, you know, your client. If you don't know them, hey, did you know that this is like 96% natural products? Did you know this? Did you like, and you start to tell them what is special about your brand and just instead of saying the name of the brand, what's in the brand? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. And why you're choosing it. Like also it's a way to set yourself apart. Like I use these products because, and it highlights your values and your
right. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. And what to expect, what tools are you going to use? I think that's a good one because people don't realize. So with waxing, for example, I was doing a training not long ago and the model was the first time this model had been in our establishment. And I still explained and said, okay, so are you aware that we do not double dip, that we throw these out, but you're going to notice we're going to be using this bigger spatula because we can apply more wax and do more area because of the brand. It allows us to do it, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, oh, that's unique. I haven't seen that before. How does that work? I said, well, we just put it after one use, we put it on and you're going to see how much more we can cover on the area for big body parts, legs, back, chest. And we're going to be doing your legs. So we're going to use the big spatula, but these cost a lot of money. So we're not throwing them out, but we can sterilize them and clean them. So that's why you see 12 of them sitting here ready to go. So things like that, they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And I said, but please tell me that you know there's no double dipping, that each time we go in, we have to throw that little stick out. She goes, well, yeah, most places I've been to do it. And that's my ticket to say, well, do you know that's health regulations?
Yeah.
That's a must. There is no negotiating that.
Yeah.
And that shows your integrity and your level of professionalism, I think, because that shows that you're following the guidelines.
Absolutely.
Because they might say, oh, okay, sure. But it, behind the scenes are going, oh my God, I'll never go there again. Did you know what they did?
Yeah.
You know, I think, would you go back? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
So, but she didn't say anything either to them.
Yeah. Well, and if you didn't explain the large spatula, she might not know that you were sanitizing it in between each one either, right? So you've also covered your own like standards by explaining, we are going to sanitize it.
You see them all there. We're not buying them brand new between every client.
No.
So I think it's a big part. And then will the treatment have any side effects? So important. Prepare them for the aftercare. What to expect. If this happens, please let me know. do your follow-up calls if you feel, you know, something's there, whatever treatment you have, especially if it's the first time doing it, especially if it's your first time with a client, you should follow up anyways.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to set yourself apart, listen, people, this is a hustle. If you're self-employed, it's a hustle. And even if you work for someone else, I still encourage them to follow up with their clients. I did as an employer, but not every place does. So you talk to them and say, hey, I'd like to follow up. The first time Dreen was in on Wednesday, I really want to check in on her on Friday. Like, can I please call her? And it's just keeping that communication open to why you're calling clients at home. From the home, not from your personal self. Keep it at the business level, right? And that's, I think, another thing people have to understand. Unless it's your own business, you can do whatever you want. But if you work for someone else, ask permission.
Yeah.
Part that needs to happen, right?
For sure.
And what's another one? Are there things I need to do before and after treatment? Okay, I love this one. Because before they book with you, how many services do we have that they wish they knew before they showed up?
Exactly.
Oh, your hair's not long enough. I can't wax you today. Now you've lost a booking. You've wasted this client's time and yours.
How can absolutely. Not just, and you've let the client leave disappointed.
Oh, yeah. And, like, so preventative.
Yeah, exactly.
Be part of the booking system, maybe online, or if you don't, you'd be creative. Have documents ready to go that you can send them little, even images on your phone, if that's what you're using, saying, here's your before, what to expect, and guidelines or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important to have them ready to go. That's the tips I've been giving a lot of my new students, is that Canvas free, people, use it and save those images. And then you can have for each in your folder, here's the before protocols for facials, for waxing, for nails, for whatever it is you got to do. Peels, I don't care what it is, but have them all ready to go.
And I think explaining it in ways that people understand. So, I mean, I've been waxing for years. I still don't remember the length. I just go by time. Like, you need to make sure that you haven't removed any of the hair for at least 3 to 4 weeks.
And that includes shaving.
Like, includes shaving, everything. Because I'm like, a quarter of an inch? I'm like, I don't know how long a quarter of an inch is. Sorry, that my brain doesn't work that way. But timing. So you can have both. Like, you can have the measurement. You can also have, like, the time frame. Make sure you haven't done this for this amount of time.
Yes.
Just really kind of simplify it. Explain it as if they were, you know, five.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And just keep it simple. People don't want a long list to read. They're not going to read it. So how do you make it easy, right?
Ask ChatGPT to help you.
Yeah. How long will the results last? Especially if it's the first time, right? And this, I think, goes with everything. Like, I know that there's some people that have had permanent makeup done, and they weren't even told they have to do a follow-up appointment.
That's terrible.
I'm like, it may fade a little bit, so let me know and we'll book you in. And they just charge them again, right? I'm like, that's not how I understand it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so set yourself apart, right?
Absolutely.
I think, and just as much information can give them. And of course, we do this, I think, quite well with facials, treatments like chemical peels and all these things, waxing, because you want to catch them the next time around. But what about pedicures? What about nails? Like, you know, why are they waiting so long to come see you for their lash fill?
Yeah.
Right? You tell them, okay, here's a new set. If you want to do a fill, I need to see you in this amount of time. If you come back and we have to do a new set, I'm charging you a new set again. And sometimes you have to be that blunt.
I love that.
Clients,
I think that's really important.
They don't realize how long they've been gone for. No, I just saw you like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's been 6 weeks since your last lash fill.
Yeah.
Oh my God, where'd the time go? And that's again, don't think maliciously. There's a few of them out there, but there's a very small percentage that play that game. But just tell them, make sure they know your protocols and stick to your policies. That's a big one. Say, oh, listen, I get life happens. Why don't we pre-book it so that, and I can send you a reminder. Why aren't you pre-booking? But anyway,
that is so important. But I think this one, some people might be listening and be like, well, of course we're going to do that. But I've been to a laser hair removal appointments where I, as soon as it was a new place that I had gone to, and as I was leaving, I'm like, okay, well, you know, when should I come back? Or, oh, just whenever. They never even gave me a time frame. They never insisted I rebook. It was
you
just like,
yeah, them.
Just call. And I'm like, clearly I never went back, but I'm like, that's not good. Like, you should be educating me on, and yes, I didn't say anything about my background or anything. So you should be telling me what I need to know and not assume that I'm just going to come when the hair comes back. Like, that's not how it works.
Because of the results. I had this conversation, like I said, I love my job. I had a conversation just the other day. This person told me that they had laser hair removal. They had 10 sessions and all the hair is there still. And I said, okay, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't really work. Now, okay, hang on. Do you have dark hair? White skin, I could clearly see. Yes, it's dark hair. I mean, you went 10 times for that. But again, if they're not educated, how they know? So use this, people. Educate your clients. Set yourself apart. Because then it'll stop them from going to these other places, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. And don't take it. Don't think that everybody just knows things because it's common sense to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we sit back and, you know, we hope that our doctor tells us what to expect. They don't say, oh, well, yeah, it's great. Thanks for visiting me today. And off you go. Is there a fault?
Doctors are like that, unfortunately.
Well, depends, but you know what I mean. Maybe that was a fair one. Let's go with the dentist. They're really good at telling you and reminding you to come back.
Yeah.
Dentist as well, right? And then absolutely. There's messages galore. You're due for a cleaning. And then a week later, a reminder. I'm like, oh, I'm going to delete this thing. So don't be annoying either.
I love those, actually. I never pre-book because they just text me when I have to come in or when I need to take my kids. And I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll just book now. I rely on them to tell me.
But do they stop texting you? Because mine keeps texting me because I didn't book. I know that, but.
Oh, no, but I need it because I'll forget. And then I'm like,
thankfully like the reminder because, again, oh, my God, it's been 6 months. You're kidding. Where'd the time go?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying then after that it's like.
But see, and I think this is probably a completely different topic, but that's where a business has to find the balance between the people who really need those consistent and constant reminders and the people who get annoyed by them. And it's like, where you're never going to win.
Yeah, no, it's
businesses, tough. You're not going to win.
Yeah, here you go. Doreen and Suzanne, totally different. Give me one reminder and let me be, because I've written it down. I'll get to it. But
oh yeah, no, you need to remind me like 10 times because I will forget.
That's why they're set up that way. It's the Doreens of the world.
Absolutely. Sorry.
Just kidding. I'm just teasing.
That's it's awesome. True. I need it.
Okay. What else is there? Oh, this one's more for skin. It's the last one on the list here. What skin regime do you recommend for my skin? Well, hopefully you're recommending something for them. Even if they're not buying your product, you need to explain what they should be doing at home. Because then maybe it's correlating to what they already know, but they haven't said anything to you because they want your opinion. And that could clarify that, oh, I am doing it right. And the only thing I'd recommend is the next time you do a serum is maybe change it to this. Because some people have everything.
They do.
So commend them. Say, yay, good for you. I'm so excited. You're like one of the best clients ever.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they say no for now because they have product. And I personally don't sell them product if they have all the stuff at home and it's pretty good, right? Like or it's another brand you know very well. So that's wonderful. I love that. Like, tell me more about it. How are you using it? Oh, good. Have you thought of doing this with it? Like, can you do that with it? Like, you're not telling them how to use that brand, but you're allowing them to know that you know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Well, and I mean, that comes, especially if they have got an exfoliate, like a scrub. Are you using it once or twice a week? Like maybe go to two times, whatever it is. Like
you're following up with
what they have and how they're using it.
A little mini treatment at home. Have you done that before? It's like, no. I said, oh, so simple. Cleanse, bone, scrub, mask, done. Right. And then they're like, before you know it, they're going to be asking you for advice. And probably switch over to your brand because now you're the person that is advising them and to help them. I can't tell you how many people have switched over to a brand when I had them because as a client, because I helped them with their brand and gave them suggestions. They kept coming back to me for treatments, even though they were using a different brand because they were using it up. And one, I remember coming back in my head now, she says, you know why I'm here? After I forgot, no. Well, I would hope it's because you love my treatments, right? And she's like, yes. And you knew I was using a different brand and you respected that and you didn't try selling me something new. So, well, but you have brand.
That's huge.
If I felt that that was not working for you and a bad choice, I have to tell you that. I do my due diligence. I would need to tell you that's not the cleanser for you. You know, like it's too strong, too aggressive, or it's not enough. It's too gentle. You have oily skin. You need to degrease that skin and, you know, like whatever I would say to them, but use up what you can, but maybe this will be the next one you would want to look at purchasing. You know, it's years and years of experience, but you just have to have those conversations with people. Yeah.
Well, and that's really where it comes down to, right? Just tell them everything.
Yeah. There's so many things that, I really like this one and spinning it around that, you know, people now know, okay, we can thank social media for this to a degree because there's so much out there that they may ask you your opinion, but they may not.
Yeah.
So if you know the trend of, I don't know, jelly mask is hot right now, let's just say, what do you have that could be relevant to that? And have you seen the latest trend? It's so cool. Did you know that we've been doing this on you for the last 6 months? Or you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like,
How I would spin it. I used to do that when before social media was out because it used to be on advertisements around, you know, but anyways, but that's it. That was kind of the spin-off on that. I love that there's way more information because it makes our job easier, I feel.
Absolutely. And this was a good topic. Always a good reminder for people too, that tell them they're asking questions in their head. So just be preemptive in the information that you're sharing.
Perfect. Well, that's it for today. And we will see you guys at the next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.